This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Mira Sivasuthi. We're finding out more today about the Royal Gala Funds. Now, the My Performing Arts Agency actually organized the Royal Gala Funds initiative sometime last year and they were very successful. I think they raised 700 over 1,000. I don't know. The founder is in here with me. And now they're ready to disperse those funds to the performing arts individuals or, you know, whoever who's wants a part or wants to have a piece of these funds. And Izan Satrina, the founder of MyPower, with me right now. Izan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here. I'm so excited.
Izan's just hopped in at, you know, almost like 1 second before we went to air.
Literally.
Yes. Catch your breath, Izan.
I mean, but doing it. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale.
That's all right. Izan, you know, tell me about the gala last year, right? How did that actually go? I know, did you, 760,000 is my memory correct? Okay.
Yeah, you've got, you're good with numbers, Mira. Yes, we organized the Royal Arts Gala last year with the intention of raising the profile of the arts, getting the private sector more involved in the arts because we also wanted to educate them that they can enjoy tax exemption. Mm-hmm. And thirdly, we wanted to actually raise funds for the industry so that every year via the gala, there's some form of funds for them. Hypothetically, if the grants in the ministry ever finishes, there's always this fund for the industry.
Okay. Do you think 760,000, that was the first time you organized the art gala?
We begged, borrowed, and stealed, and we raised 760,000. So we are gearing up for the second gala this year, which details will be announced soon. And hopefully we will raise as much or... hopefully, if I get my Lambada steps right, more. We'll raise more money.
So it's all about you now. It all depends on how you, how well you do the Lambada, Izan. I mean, you work with the National Department for Culture and Arts. How has that relationship helped in raising funds?
Well, you know, National Department for Culture and Arts, JKKN in short, has been really helpful. They provided seed fund to start this gala because we, you know, we don't have the money to organize this. We have the relationships with the private sector and the public sector. So their involvement helped us actually kickstart this gala. And via them, we also secured a lot of partnerships, non-monetary and monetary as well. Non-monetary in the sense that perhaps we could advertise with minimal investment in the papers, for example, or we could get some approvals from the relevant councils, or even the tax exemption that actually goes through them. They would assist us in providing tax exemptions for the corporate partners.
Some may argue, Izan, I mean, why have such a grand, extravagant event in order to raise funds for the arts? I mean, money has to go out for, you know, organizing an event like that as well. Some may argue that that money saved could be injected back into the industry.
Correct. I think we need to be mindful that if we took that approach, it will be that just once. That money, for example, whatever money that's allocated by the government for the industry will be dispersed and we may not know whether we'll have additional funds. So I think our point of view to JKKN was that we would make the money work harder, not only provide to the community, but also the other two objectives I mentioned earlier.
Okay, all right then. You know, when you talk about the grant, at the moment, this is the first time you're organizing this. What are you looking forward to? What do people need to understand before they even apply for, you know, funds from this fund?
Well, I think the industry needs to understand what the objective of the fund is, because there are various funds available in the market, actually, both from the public and private sector. So first, identify what you need the funds for, and if it's aligned with what the objective of the Gala Fund is, then there is already a match. So the Gala Fund's objective is, one, to actually help our Malaysian artists go overseas, bring their work overseas, because I hear, you know, there's a lot of artists that may be invited to international festivals or pitch working sessions, but they don't have the funds for it. So that fund is for that. Two is actually to help them in terms of research and development work, to facilitate international collaboration work, and also to aid them in their... Did I say research and documentation?
Yes. No, not yet. Research and development to facilitate international collaborations.
And also to help in terms of developing technical and managerial skills.
Okay, which is very much lacking in this country.
Yes.
Technical, managerial, and I think I've always argued that people in the arts are passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. And this is not really a strength, technical and management.
Well,
technical production-wise, yes, fair enough. But management.
Management. Well, that's where we come from. I mean, we're not artists, but we're very passionate about what we do, and we love the art. So what we do is more management, and the work that we've seen is incredible. So our industry folks, they're very creative, and I think they should remain being creative. So they just need help in that management aspect. So perhaps via these funds, we will churn out more management administrators to help the industry grow.
I'm sure you have a team who will sit down at the end of the day and look at all these applications and, you know, weigh the benefits and, you know, the pros and cons of these applications.
So everyone actually applies online via mypod.com.my. We've actually, part of our pro bono work was to actually secure a system. We purchased a grant management system and put it online so that everyone can apply online. And via that via the online system, we then get together these applications to present to this committee that comprises of public, private, and industry folks. Mm-hmm. It's chaired by the director of Khazana, Puan Shahira, and the rest of the members comprise of Dato' Abdul Jalil. He's a group managing editor of NSTP. Ms. Jolene Gasper, she's the head corporate responsibility community affairs of Astro. Then you have, of course, Bilqis Hijaz, president of My Dance Alliance. You have Tuan Haji Supiat Mukri, who's former director of Istana Budaya. And you have Mr. R. Ramani Ramalingam, who's deputy CEO of RIM. JKKN and MOTAC, Ministry of Tourism and Culture, sits there as ex officio and advisor, and MIPA is just sitting there quietly as observer.
The observer. Yeah. Right. Do you think that's a pretty much a good balance? Did you leave out anyone in particular?
No, I hope not. We've actually put up a lot of names, but at the end of the day, JKKN and the ministry calls who actually sits on this committee.
Okay. And, you know, earlier on, the objectives that you went through, international collaborations is mm-hmm. what you're looking forward to. But are there qualifications as far as these people sitting on the committee qualified enough to make these make a call as far as these applications are concerned?
Are they qualified enough to make these calls? Well, I think they respectively have set or actually managed their own grants under each of their different organizations. And some of them actually run or serve as a panel in different organization grants. So to answer your question, I said yes, to a certain extent, they have experience. And having sat through the first unofficial meeting with them, the committee genuinely wants to ensure that these funds are dispersed to the community. So they don't want to be anal in the applications. I think they're very open to whatever that comes in. Everything is not cast in stone. So I think whatever that comes true, we will learn and then only slowly define in other stages of the applications as we get to know what sort of quality of applications are out there.
Okay, so there's no cap as to how much the project costs or how much, you know, each project will be
not as yet
given out.
But I think...
So how do we cost it then? I mean, will I be overcosting or undercosting?
Well, I hope not.
Okay, undercosting is not really a problem.
No, but I think the industry needs to be pragmatic as well. Knowing that we only have more than 700,000 ringgit, some people may argue that's little.
It is.
But I think it's a good start rather than having nothing at all. They should actually budget what their production or exercise is versus what sort of income is coming in, be it ticket sales or be it other sources of income from corporate partners, monetary or non-monetary. Then identify that gap and ask for that gap, because I think we will do our due diligence also to make sure that the request is reasonable. Uh-huh. And having gone through these procedures myself, you know, there are some times when the committee will only grant up to 50% of what you request. So you also should not be too
dependent.
Yes. on it.
So don't count on 100% funding, part funding.
Yes.
Izan, what if I don't have an international collaborator and it's purely a local production? Then what happens?
Okay, so what we've also done is map out what sort of grants are out there, and we will share eventually, hopefully, when we've got our resources together, what are funds that the industry can apply. But right now I can say that you can apply for the Kakisani JKKN grant that actually would address that.
Okay. Can a company apply for two or more grants? Should they have multiple projects, you know, going on at the same time?
Technically, yes, they can. And it will depend on the committee whether they wish to grant it or otherwise. So it depends on the number of applications that come in, quality or otherwise.
Okay. Some corporations, Izan, have this criteria where you cannot be profit-making.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a criteria here as well?
No, not at all. I think, I mean, we are a profit-making company ourselves, but in the things that we do here, we do it pro bono. So we don't actually define, or the committee does not define, whether the applicant needs to be profit-making or otherwise. The applicant can also be individuals, group of individuals, or even organizations.
Okay, we're discussing the Royal Gala Fund's 760,000 open to the performing arts industry to tap into. The closing date, August 19th, am I correct, Izan?
Yes.
Izan's giving us a rundown as to criteria and what you need to know before actually applying. If you have a question for Izan, send it through. The number is 016-201-9000 or tweet BFM Radio.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. It is The Bigger Picture and it's Meera Sivasuthi, founder of the My Performing Arts Agency, Izan Satrina, with me. The Royal Gala Funds is available for the performing arts industry to tap into, and she's giving me the rundown as to what the criteria are and, you know, whether or not you will have problems. What happens, Izan, if, you know, you don't understand how to fill up the forms and, you know, you're not clear? I understand your team is all ready to help.
Yes, I think we want to make sure that the taps are utilized, and if one is not sure or not sure how to start a budget to even submit, we are here to help. Please don't be shy and just call us or drop by the office. We are here to make sure the funds are being tapped, because otherwise if these funds are not tapped, then I don't know if we'll ever be able to continue doing this exercise again.
I can't understand why, you know, people wouldn't want to. I mean, people in the arts are always have this, you know, problem of funding.
That's true, but even in the first unofficial meeting we had with the committee, one or two of them had actually raised concerns that the industry may not know how to fill up these forms. Mm-hmm. And it is to be expected. So they were also trying to manage our expectations, whereas we are saying the same thing, Meera. The money is there for them and they need it, so why would they not apply for it?
Do you think it's a tedious process to fill up the forms?
I mean, totally.
Why?
I think so.
And you can make it really simple for them.
We have made it so simple. It's online. The other thing we may have to address in the second cycle is that we will include Bahasa Melayu, because right now it's in English. Mm-hmm. And we need time to translate, and we'll put it in the second cycle. But the help is there. Seriously, we're there to help. You know, I'm short of helping them do the budget if they tell me exactly what it's going to cost them what. Because we are also here to demonstrate with the industry that funds like this or grants out there that other agencies may have started, it's very imperative to actually get the industry to grow.
Mm-hmm.
So please come and tap on it.
Right. Any categories? Have you divided it into different categories?
No, nothing
just
is
performing
cast
arts.
In stone.
Okay.
Yes, just performing arts at the moment.
Okay. What is the duration of the funding period? I mean, if the results are announced in September. I mean, closing date is August 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Results announced in September. Does that mean the grant fund projects will run from October 2013?
Yes, for a year.
For 1 year.
Yeah, so they can apply anytime. It could be September, October, November, till next year. It doesn't matter.
Okay, I think this is something everyone will be most concerned about. What are your funding conditions should the application, you know, be successful?
I think generally if they look at the application online, there's only five things that we look for. One is the artistic merit of proposal, you know, whether it's original, innovative, and it addresses the gap of the industry. Contribution to Malaysia's art scene and artistic legacy, you know, whether the applicant is competent in terms of ability to undertake this process and fill up the forms and articulate. Past achievements is also an advantage. Whether the financial management is sound, because you're dealing with money here and it's money you do not have to pay back.
That's
so
right.
We need to trust them. And also, of course, project management.
Mm-hmm. Will the grant be released to projects that are already running?
Yes, I don't see why not.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not completed or in the process being developed, it can be considered.
Sure. The arts sector is always very creative, and sometimes creativity knows no boundaries, Isa. And that can work against us sometimes in a country where there are a whole load of cultural, social sensitivities. Where will you draw the line?
Oh, that's a really good question. I guess that's a question perhaps more for the committee rather than for me. But I think in general, the committee will prioritize financial support that is away from proposals that may erode moral values of society, denigrate or debase a person, group, religion, society, and demean government bodies, individuals, public institutions, or national leaders.
Okay, very subjective, really.
Yeah, so it really depends on the committee whether you catch them on a good day or otherwise. But I think as long as you... I mean, I think sometimes when it comes to religions, we've helped applicants on religion or gender-based projects.
Yes.
And from our experience, these corporate partners will not touch it because it can be quite sensitive.
Yes.
So I think the applicant will be able to also judge on their own and evaluate whether it be suitable or not for them to apply.
Are you saying the committee's likely not to look at issues like that?
Not sure. This committee is very open at the moment. So I say test their boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and
try
and test it.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long after the project is completed must, acquittal? How does that happen, Izan?
Well, technically, I think this is a really good question, Mira. I think it's about 2 to 3 weeks. And also having spoken to some of the applicants, they're not sure what sort of report or acquittal process they should go through. Mm-hmm. So what we're going to do is probably provide a checklist so they know what to submit eventually.
Okay. Can you actually pull back the funds at any stage?
I think once the letter of offer is provided and you've signed it, you're not able to actually take it back.
Mm-hmm. Is money dispersed altogether?
Well, at this moment, they have yet to define it. So there are two possibilities. One, that the money is actually dispersed based on deliverables.
Mm-hmm.
And the last disbursement is dependent on your report. And two, that the grants or funds are dispersed based on reimbursables.
Okay. Do you think you're going to have a problem at MIPA managing all of this?
Oh, yeah. We're sure, which is normal, but it's fun. And it's really exciting for us to have organized the gala and to actually finally get these monies out to the industry. It's really rewarding, and we're really happy to have done it.
As much as we, are not probably aware, or some of us are, government does give out some funds for the arts as well. Not a lot. I mean,
not a lot.
As much as we'd like to.
No.
But they don't. But if, say for an example, I have a project and I am indeed successful in getting funds from government, can I then still apply for a grant from the Royal Gala Fund?
Absolutely. You can tap on this fund or any other government fund out there available. And if you're not sure what other funds are available out there, you can speak to us and we can share with you what's available based on what your project is about.
Mm-hmm. I think what people are concerned as well. I mean, once the money is given out to us, and will somebody be project managing from MIPA side, or will someone basically be, watching us as to how we... I can tell you this is what I'm going to do, Izan, but mm-hmm. tomorrow I can actually use the funds for something else.
Like buying a car?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're going to manage you and we'll be watching you like a hawk.
Or tell you, not even that. I mean, I'll tell you that this is what I'm planning to do, but the theme of the production and the angle in which it takes can be probably, something else altogether. How do you manage that?
Well, I think that the applicants, they have to be open to audit process occasionally, and there will obviously be site visits on and off to just make sure that the money is used for what it's intended to be.
Okay, and who would actually carry out these site visits?
It will it'll be the Joint Secretariat, so it'll be either JKKN or MIPA.
Okay. How much power will JKKN have? I'm thinking quite a bit, actually. Saying no, you can't do this.
At the end of the day, it's the committee's call. It really is the committee's call. JKKN, whilst they may be vetting and be part of the committee, they also disperse the funds, but they don't, at the end of the day, make the final call. It's the committee as a whole.
Okay, so we're going to place all our, faith in the committee. All right. Indeed. Which, you know, sounds like a pretty balanced group, actually.
Yes, it sounds pretty good. I hope that it is.
Okay. Is the Royal Gala of Arts Fund going to be an annual funding avenue for everyone?
Yes. It will. Another gala will be taking place this year, and another one scheduled for next year already. So we can at least hope that there'll be two more years of funding. So what happens after 2014, we don't have clarity as yet because we're still in planning stage.
Okay, this is part of the NKEA.
Correct.
The ETP, it's one of the labs, am I correct? And this is where the funds are coming from?
Correct.
As a result. Do you think it has been effective so far, Izan?
In terms of the ETP?
Yes.
ETP in general?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, for the arts.
Oh, for the arts. Well, I can only comment based on what we've done because our KPIs are very specific in terms of number of PACs engaged or number of corporate partners engaged, media value, and money that we raise. So we can comment. I can only comment on what MIPA has done, and we have delivered those results. Actually, we've over-delivered our results. In totality, I'm not in the position to comment because we haven't seen those results, but I'm sure GKKN can comment on that.
Okay. And what are the objectives of the, I mean, just to refresh our memories, the whole idea of having it as an NKEA, what is the objective at the end of the day, and is there a duration?
Well, I think the NKEA took on the DIKN, which is the National Industry Creative Policy. Mm-hmm. It ends actually this year. So it's actually for 2 years. And the idea is that the government will help provide seed funding for certain initiatives to raise or upgrade and move the industry to the next value chain, with hope that the industry will then be able to be sustainable and churn out their own income.
That's a long way, isn't it?
We have a long way to go. I think we're only starting, to be fair. And it's a good start. Always have hope and faith. And if we're moving to a certain direction where there's more grants going to be churned out for the industry, I think it's looking positive.
Mm-hmm. Just to digress, I mean, what else have you been up to at MIPA?
Besides scratching my bum, can I say that? Well, a lot of things, really, because MIPA works towards building, and is always working towards building an ecosystem for the industry. So we've just concluded the Bora Art Series, which you've been part of. So thank you again, Mira. And you must be again part of it next year.
You're most welcome.
So we, besides the gala, we are working towards bringing Malaysia into certain performing arts market, one of it being Korea. This October. Mm-hmm. Korea Arts Management is also a good partner with MIPA, and so is Australian Council for the Arts. So we have confirmed our participation in both the Seoul Performing Arts Market and also an Australian event. That way we can slowly actually channel some of our very talented Malaysian artists to these markets with hope that we can grow them beyond Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. How have you got your feelers out? Are they interested?
Well, we've only literally just confirmed with Seoul last week. Mm-hmm. So I think we're going to have to do the groundwork with GKKN and see what sort of allocations out there for the industry to then ride in this market.
Okay, so are these independent performances or, you know, do you need to collaborate?
Independent performers. And at the end of the day, there's two ways to go about it. One is, I mean, of course, we've sought out allocation from GKKN to bring these industry partners out to Seoul. Otherwise, two is that the industry partners can actually tap on this gala fund to join this delegation to Seoul.
Because it's an international collaboration.
Correct.
Okay. I had a owner of an art gallery on some time ago. I'm not going to, you know, mention any names, but this person actually had the opportunity to portray Malaysian art abroad. And what she found is people, the artists, the local artists, were reluctant to actually get involved for various reasons. I suppose maybe one is trust, you know, with the organization. But I would have thought industry people would grab this opportunity because it is your way of portraying art. Abroad. Do you foresee a problem like that? I mean, to build up that confidence in MIPA to take this forward?
At the end of the day, I think we won't be in existence if we don't have any trust from the industry or our stakeholders, because at the end of the day, we're there to help them. Mm-hmm. And if hypothetically our target market is not supporting us, I don't have a business. Mm-hmm. So to a certain extent, we do have some level of comfort and trust by our stakeholders, but there's always room to improve and deepen the relationship.
Do you think there's a sense of togetherness, or is it fragmented?
Ooh, touchy question.
It is fragmented, I know.
Yes.
So how then, you know, does that make your work a lot more difficult?
It's been challenging, but we do love our challenges. I mean, it can be quite tough. There are good days and bad days for us, but I think we are there to help those who need help. And those who need help in the funding, those who want to internationalize, those who want to be connected to other partners, please come to talk to us. If you don't talk to us, rugilah kan.
Yes.
So it's really the call.
Okay. So if you'd like to tap the Royal Gala Funds, I think Izan has said quite a lot already. Mm. Very subjective though still,
yes.
Izan. But I think my takeaway would be the fact that you cannot depend on these funds 100%. Maybe a part of it can be tapped from the Gala Funds because it is a grant. So you don't have to pay this back, which
Correct.
Is really great.
Yes.
Many criteria to be taken into account. If you need help at all, call up MIPA and they'll be able to help you put those papers through.
Correct.
Interesting committee, a mix of very different individuals. So we wish you all the best.
Thank you.
August 19th.
August 19th on MIPA.com.my. And for corporate partners out there who wish to contribute to this fund, please, we welcome you to contribute to that fund. It is tax exempted.
It is tax exempted, and that's very, very important. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank
Izan.
You, Mira.
Izan Satrina, founder of the My Performing Arts Agency on the Royal Gala Funds. Once again, that website, mypa.com.my. On The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.